This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. We've welcomed back by Raymond Cloyd, horticultural entomologist with K-State Research and Extension, for the very latest on what's going on insect-wise around our lawns and gardens in Kansas. You're getting questions, you say, already, Raymond, about preeminent strikes against bagworms on ornamental evergreens. These are a perennial pest and they're a pain, but you're cautioning folks not to jump the gun here.
Absolutely. We have gotten some minor inquiries about especially preventative bagworm applications, and there are none, basically. And bagworms are not out yet. You wait till the end of May, beginning of June. That's when the eggs will hatch. That's when they'll be ballooning, which means they crawl to the top of a tree, form a string, and then get caught on wind currents and get ballooned around. If you wait till late May, early June, that's when they're going to be out. And I recommend weekly applications of like dipeller spinosad once a week, and you really that'll really do a job. Last year, that's what I did. I did weekly spray once a week for 4 weeks. The bagworms were infesting my junipers. Of course, last year was awful for bagworms. And, you know, after 4 or 5 weeks, the bagworms were dead, and my junipers and thuya rebounded, and I didn't have to spray anymore. So the timing is critical. You don't want to spray later on in the year, August, or say July, August, because they're just going to be too big. Mm-hmm. And the materials you're going to use, which are called stomach poisons, are going to be less effective than they would early on when they're smaller.
So again, to stress, late May, early June.
Exactly.
That's the target period.
Just go out and look for the little, I would say, half-inch caterpillars in the bags, and that's when you want to be out there spraying thorough coverage of all plant parts, and then those weekly applications for about 4 weeks.
But as for spraying against bagworms in advance, don't do it. That's the point. Not until late May, early June would you treat your evergreens for bagworms. Pine sawfly, let's talk about this pest. You think it will debut here shortly?
It should be. The European pine sawfly is a pest. The eggs are laid by the females in the needles. They emerge, and then they tend to cluster on pines primarily. They are very specific, and they are very kind of light green. They can blend in, but you get up close, there's a lot of them together merging. They strip the needles off. They're not really going to kill a large tree, but they're going to make it look uglier because they're taking off the needles. And so you need to spray with some type of material. Now these are not caterpillars. They look like caterpillars, but they're sawflies. So dipel or thuricide will not work. That only kills caterpillars. So you have to get things like a pyrethroid or pyrethrins or even spinosad or something like that. But European pine sawfly is in the order Hymenoptera, not Lepidoptera. And so the dipel, which is the Bacillus thuringiensis subspecies Kiristaki, which is the most selective insecticide, and it's primarily for caterpillars, will not be effective on sawfly.
If, again, you let these go untreated, they won't kill the tree, but they'll simply make it cosmetically unappealing.
Yes, it would take a lot of them to do it, and they typically attack mature trees, Eric. Okay. But again, I've seen it where there have been so many, they just strip the needles, and the plants just don't look very appealing.
All right, so be on the watch for pine sawfly activity on your evergreens, your pines obviously included, in your landscape, and take action accordingly. And you mentioned this one as a possible pest last time out, Raymond, and that is the lilac ash borer. Has it started to well up as well?
It should. I mean, the females should have been coming out mating with the males. They'll lay the eggs on the bark of a lilac or ash tree. The larva will emerge from the eggs, hatch, and tunnel in into the tree. So one of the things you can do, if you have a history of a tree that has had lilac or ash borer, you can spray it with like permethrin. Permethrin is a pyrethroid insecticide, and use it as a barrier treatment. You spray it before they lay the eggs, and when the eggs hatch, they hit that barrier and are consequently killed.
Yeah. So you'd want that application to go on fairly soon.
You want it as soon as possible if you have this history of lilac or ash borers attacking your trees. You can always tell that is the pupal cases that protrude out of the holes later on. That's an indication your tree has been attacked by lilac or ash borer.
Raymond, a pleasure. We'll have you back soon.
I look forward to it, Eric. It's always fun.
Thanks for being along with us. Raymond Cloyd, horticultural entomologist at Kansas State University. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.